True Story.
This month, discover the story of Barry, a famous rescue dog that lived at the beginning of the 19th century, high in the Alps, in the great St. Bernard Pass.
Barry the Rescue Dog. In 1800, at the great St. Bernard Hospice in the mountains in Switzerland.
These pups are just a month old. They are growing fast. Look at this pup. He is so lively. Ah, we will teach you to help us rescue people, just like your father did. What should we call you? What about Barry? Yes, I think that suits you.
The monks at the hospice work with mountain guides.
Hello, my friend. What is the news from the valley? The French army is coming through here to get to Italy.
May 1800. Napoleon Bonaparte and his army cross the Alps to fight in Italy. The dogs and guides of St. Bernard's Hospice show them the way. Napoleon is riding a mule when he nearly falls over the side of a cliff. The guide who is walking next to him saves him.
Thank you. You and your dogs will be rewarded.
In 1804, Barry goes on every rescue mission.
We must go and look for the travelers who are lost. Barry has found someone. I am on a pilgrimage to Rome. I lost my wife in the fog. Barry will help us find her. Good boy, Barry. He is calling us. Oh, my darling, thank goodness you're alive. One of her feet is frostbitten. We'll take her to the hospice. When your wife is better, in 2 or 3 months, you can continue your journey.
One day, Barry runs away from the hospice.
Oh, it's midday. Barry is not back.
There is a storm in the afternoon. Ruff!
Ruff! It's Barry. He needs our help. There you are, Barry. Clever dog. Barry came to find you.
I fell and hurt my leg. It's difficult to walk, and my mule is loaded with goods for market.
Drink some of this to warm up.
You should get the dog to carry a drink for the people he finds.
We thought about it, but it would get in his way.
In 1806, a French soldier is on his way back from Italy.
This wolf attacked me!
That's not a wolf.
It's one of our dogs. One of Barry's brothers.
1811. Barry is getting old.
Living up here has tired you out, my friend. But you have saved so many people over the years.
In 1812, he is taken to Bern.
You can spend your old age peacefully in this town.
2 years later, in 1814, Barry dies.
I heard that poor old Barry is dead. I am donating his body to the Natural History Museum.
Barry's body is stuffed to preserve it.
It's a comfort to know that this dog will not be forgotten.
People do remember Barry. They name other dogs after him and visit the museum to see his body.
Heal, Barry the Second!
A statue of Barry is put up in a pet cemetery.
He was such a brave dog. I made this statue to honour Barry and his rescue work.
At the end of the 19th century, the St. Bernard breed is recognised in Switzerland. Modern St. Bernards are twice as heavy as Barry was. They have been crossbred with bigger dogs. They have longer hair and big jowls.
Let's make them our Swiss national dog.
Today, St. Bernards are not mountain rescue dogs. They are too heavy for helicopter rescues, but they are often used to help people in other ways. And sometimes, people name them Barry.
Barry, you're the best dog ever.
The end.